This podcast covers general health information only. If you have specific medical questions, please consult your healthcare professional with any concerns.
Welcome back to the Healthy Lifestyles Wellcast. Today, we are talking about self-care. We are discussing why it's necessary in order to be healthy and how to help others incorporate it into their lives. I'm Sadie, one of your Healthy Lifestyles coordinators, and I have two members of our team with us today. First, we have Jane Hansen, one of our health educators, and Haley McCollum, Healthy Lifestyles intern, to talk to us about self-care. But before we jump in, tell us more about what the two of you do for Healthy Lifestyles. Jane, let's start with you.
Thanks, Sadie. I'm so happy to be here. I love being a health educator with Healthy Lifestyles. Along with the other Healthy Lifestyle health educators on our team, I have the privilege of creating health programs for participants to enjoy and earn points. So if you're listening, you probably have participated in some of these programs, and they range from men's health all the way to just health, a 8-week course to bettering your health, and everything in between. So since being at Healthy Lifestyles, I've become very passionate about practicing and sharing mindfulness. You may have heard my voice through our ongoing mindfulness resource, Mindful Mondays. It's such a great tool in helping you live in the moment and focus on the present. Again, I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you, Jane. And I think I'm your biggest fan when it comes to Mindful Mondays. I love them, especially during, you know, my breaks around 3 o'clock. We used to do them at the government center, and now I'm doing them from home.
I know. It's sad that we don't get to see people, but it's fun that it's you know, a more mainstreamed resource for people to use. So it's awesome. I'm glad you use it.
Oh, absolutely. And we also have Haley here. She is actually new to our team and is a student at the University of Utah. First class was yesterday. Tell us more about yourself, Haley.
Yay.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on the podcast, Sadie. I am super excited. I'm currently in my last year of schooling at the University of Utah in order to become a health educator, just like you all. And I'm so grateful to be interning with you guys at Healthy Lifestyles because I'm constantly inspired by what you all do to create amazing health programs like your Mindfulness Mondays, Jane. I love that. Nice. It's just such a great resource. But currently at Healthy Lifestyles, I'm developing a self-care program that's aimed to help participants incorporate simple self-care practices into their lives. I'm very passionate about practicing self-care in order to improve our mental, emotional, and physical health. So I'm very excited to discuss it more with you today.
Thank you both for being here. Well, gals, let's just dive right in. Self-care, it seems to be a buzzword in the wellness world today. And my first question is for you, Jane. What qualifies as self-care?
I love this question, Sadie. I think it's important for us to recognize that self-care is going to look different for everyone because everyone is so different. But really, self-care is taking care of yourself. And the way myself needs to be taken care of may look a bit different than the way you take care of yourself, but regardless of what your self-care regimen looks like, you must make time for self-care each day. And whether that's engaging activities that make you feel your best or taking a moment to just decompress, that's self-care, right? Just engaging in moments throughout your day that make you feel your absolute best. And you might be thinking, yeah, right, Jane, like I barely have time to get ready in the morning, let alone practice self-care. To this, I say you have to make time for it. You've got to schedule it in. You have to say no to something else that may creep into your self-care time or say no to things that make you feel bad, right? So that's also practicing self-care, saying no. Who would have thought that saying no would be practicing self-care? But I promise you, if you make time for yourself, you'll be a better person and a better friend. And whatever hats you wear, self-care will help you be the best version of you. And so I think if you're struggling to know how to practice self-care, I would encourage you to take some time to look inward and ask yourself, what activities do I enjoy? What brings my soul peace? What makes me feel alive? What helps me recharge? And finding activities that you enjoy and labeling them as self-care, you will feel a difference in your day, in your week, in your month, in your year. And eventually you will crave self-care because you know what it can do for you. And, you know, just for some examples to kind of get the wheels rolling here, finding activities that you enjoy can be reading a book or taking a bath, moving your body, being outdoors, working on your car, cooking, playing with your dog, painting, pampering yourself, you know, going to a sporting event, whatever it is. I think it's important that we do things for ourselves and we label it as self-care so we know that it's important to us and that we're making ourselves a priority.
So why is it so critical for our well-being to practice self-care?
I think about getting your oil changed or getting your car serviced, right? We do these things regularly because if we don't, we end up with car issues. And I think I can speak for everyone when I say that car troubles are literally the worst thing ever. But the same rules apply to practicing self-care. If we neglect our own check engine light and we keep going at 90 miles per hour, we're going to experience some overheating or maybe a flat tire, right? So self-care is critical to our well-being because it reminds us of our importance and our worth to ourselves. Number one, we're important. And research shows that it actually boosts our physical health, what Haley was mentioning, as well as it improves our emotional health. And it provides a break from the stresses of life. It makes us better caretakers, better people, and my personal favorite, it creates soothing feelings. Doesn't that sound so nice? And I'm a new mom, so for me, I've noticed the days I do practice self-care always go better than the days that I don't. So I really try to do something every day to make sure that I'm the best version of myself, for myself, but also for my family.
It kind of reminds me of when you're on an airplane and they talk about you have to use the oxygen. You have to have your oxygen on you first if you're in an emergency before you put it on somebody else.
Yes.
Self-care seems to work the same way.
I love that analogy because it's totally true. Like, how can we take care of others if we're not taking care of ourselves? You know?
Oh, yes, exactly. It also reminds me of the saying, if you have time to meditate, take 5 minutes. If you don't have the time, you need to meditate for an hour.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And Haley, I want to ask you, why do you think we often put self-care on the back burner if it's so important to our well-being?
You know, I think there are many different reasons as to why we don't make it a priority. But one of the biggest reasons, in my opinion, why we struggle with it is because it is generally not something that is actually taught or explained to us as we're raised. So because of that, I think a lot of us view self-care as a selfish act, which really couldn't be further from the truth. I remember being taught to always hold others' needs at a high priority and treat others the way that I want to be treated. And I believe that is so important. And it's very beneficial, but it is equally important that we remember to treat ourselves with that same kindness we offer to others. In other words, we should treat ourselves like a friend. It's definitely not instinctual for me to do this, and I'm willing to bet that this is also true for many who are listening. But we all think that we are doing the very best thing for our family and friends by doing things for them and providing support. And that is true. It's very beneficial to relationships. But there's one more piece to that. You also have to care for yourself. When we practice self-care, just like Jane was saying, we're putting energy into ourselves in order to feel our best and also present the best version of who we are to our loved ones.
Thank you both for talking about why this is important to our everyday lives. So let's explore some ways we can implement self-care into our routines. So Jane, we'll start with you as our mindfulness guru at Healthy Lifestyles. How can we make mindfulness part of our everyday routine?
There are a few ways that we can approach this question, Sadie. One way we can incorporate mindfulness as part of our self-care routine is learning mindfulness through guided meditation. And for those of you who have not practiced mindful meditation before, it allows you to sit with your breath, focusing on the present moment, allowing your mind and your heart to feel full for what you have. Whether you're practicing mindful breathing, mindful eating, loving kindness meditation, gratitude meditation, the list just keeps going. But what I love about mindfulness is that there is something for everyone. And actually, in the last WellCast episode, behavioral health specialist Vicki Westmoreland, she actually taught about the rule of three. So she expanded on that by trying a mindfulness technique three different times. And if you still think that mindfulness isn't for you, then you can try something new. Which is such a great tip for incorporating mindfulness into our self-care routine, because you don't want to throw it out after one try. You know, you keep trying, you keep adjusting, and eventually something will stick. And it's like you said previously, Sadie, that, you know, mindfulness, you don't have to do it, you know, for an hour for it to be effective. You can do it a little bit throughout your day and eventually it's going to stick, right? So when we practice mindfulness through meditation, we will start to see our perspective shift to living in the present and focusing on the now. And that's the definition of mindfulness. It helps us soak in the world around us, living in gratitude for the present moment and filling our lives with contentment. This in turn creates feelings of joy and happiness, and it can decrease feelings of stress. So when we practice mindfulness as a self-care skill, it bleeds into other aspects of our lives. That is the goal of mindfulness practice, that it becomes second nature. I think the phrase repetition equals routine, you know, that's the second most important way that we can incorporate mindfulness as a self-care skill, to look at the present as the gift, knowing that we're never guaranteed tomorrow. You know, it's the skills that we're learning as we meditate, and now we're applying those skills to real life. That's the second way we can incorporate mindfulness as a self-care skill. We look at people in our lives as a priority, and those relationships are really what matter. We start to see the beauty in the moment rather than looking for the next big thing or the next step to our success. I totally fall into that trap. And I think that really is the most beautiful part of incorporating mindfulness, is that it encourages you to live your life in the present. We cannot simply let our lives pass us by. So when I feel myself slipping into comparison, mindfulness has taught me to bring myself back to the present moment and shift my gaze to what I have, what brings me joy, what gives me purpose, what are the things that I can control. And when I apply what I've learned in meditation practice, you know, that's the goal. That's what brings me contentment and peace.
And Jean, what is your favorite type of mindful activity? Do you like following the guided meditations, or are you into intuitive eating? What's your personal favorite?
Oh my gosh, Sadie, it's so hard to choose just one. And I think I have a lot, but I would have to say one of my favorite skills that I use on the daily is gratitude meditation. And just to sit with gratitude for, 5 minutes before you start your day, as you sip on your tea or your coffee or you're eating your breakfast, it's such a great way to just sit with your breath and really feel what you're grateful for. And along with that, I think I've really started to see my perspective shift to what I have is enough, and I can get caught up in things of, this is what I need or this is what I want, but really what I need is what I have. And the people in my corner, the people in my life, they're what matter the most to me. And just really letting them know that I'm grateful for them, I think that's it's been a really important shift for me as I've started to practice mindfulness. But also, intuitive eating has changed my life, and that's a podcast for another day. But honestly, mindfulness has changed me, and I'm so grateful.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. I love how passionate you are about it, and it has been very contagious to the rest of our team. And so, if you haven't already, I encourage you to go to our YouTube channel. I will link it under the podcast, and you can follow these guided meditations by Jane. You can tell she has a very soothing voice, so it's not very hard to get in the zone.
And if you want to see other meditations, please email us, email me personally, whatever. We want to give you the resources that you need. So let us know.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, Haley, you are our self-care leader on this team. And so I want to ask you, how can our participants teach self-care to those in their household?
Personally, I think the most effective way to teach self-care to others in the household is to actually help them create their own self-care plan. Just like Jane was saying earlier, everybody is so different, so your plan will not look the same as others, but it can actually be a really great experience to create one together, just to kind of bounce ideas off of each other and understand each other's plans a little bit better so that you can be a support to your family member. So your self-care plan should consist of actions that positively enhance your perspective and activities that you specifically enjoy. So I would suggest start by making lists together on sticky notes or something that can be posted in your space easily. And they should just be simple things that set you up to have a great day. So we're starting on our morning routine. These could be things like taking a shower in the morning, listening to your favorite music, stretching, taking time to make yourself breakfast, or really anything that just makes you feel like you can take on the day. Each of you should post your note in a place that will be noticeable to you as you wake up, such as at your bedside or on your bathroom mirror. This will serve as a reminder for you to complete those activities daily. Having a plan enables us to actually practice self-care instead of just thinking about practicing self-care. As you master your new morning routine, use that same technique to establish self-care habits that you can practice throughout your entire day. Since you created your plan with your family member or whoever is in your house, you can now hold each other accountable. Also, make sure you check in on your self-care partners often to ensure that they know you are supportive of their self-care journey. It's also important to be aware of what stress looks like for both yourself and your other family members. If you recognize signs of stress in any of your self-care partners, encourage them to take a step back from what is worrying them and just kind of look at that from an honest perspective with mindfulness, just like Jane was explaining. It can really help us take an honest look at the situation, and instead of letting it overwhelm us, we can practice activities that will help us get it under control.
Awesome. And because I asked Jane her favorite mindfulness activity, I want to ask you, Haley, what's your personal favorite self-care activity?
My personal favorite is so simple. Anyone listening can do it. Just go outside and sit in the grass and just feel the earth beneath your hands and feel the wind in your hair. Just like let nature heal you. That's my favorite self-care activity.
I love that. So simple. And it's things we can do. And it seems like we do these things when we are young. Even as infants, it seems that they're really taking in their surroundings and discovering. And then same thing, I think about recess and being on the swing and you're taking in the clouds and
totally.
There's no worries in the world. You're not thinking about what's going to happen later that day or, you know, somewhere along the lines that we lose that.
Almost like we unlearn it. You know, and
totally.
Now we have to relearn it in our adulthood.
I know.
We need to take a recess, right? We need to go outside. Yeah. We need to play. We socialize with neighbors or coworkers, whatever it may be. But somewhere along the line, life gets so busy that this becomes something we need to schedule into our lives, instead of it being natural part of our lives.
Isn't that a great thought, Sadie? Like, I mean, when you think of like the structure of school, right? You have to schedule in time for the kids to go play and be themselves, you know, like have that time to decompress. And that's what self-care is. Recess was self-care for us, and we didn't realize it, that playtime. So we need to do that for ourselves for sure.
It was self-care for the kids and for those teachers, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. What's your favorite self-care routine, Sadie?
I don't know why, but when I'm out riding my bike, we just went on a ride last night on the Jordan River.
Beautiful.
Oh my goodness, the crisp air, you know, blowing in your hair. I love to watch all the different birds on the river. And just seeing other things that people are doing on the river too, like people, you know, are out there kayaking, or they have like these crazy segways or something like that.
Yeah.
Every time I get back from a bike ride, it felt like a spiritual experience that I just am decompressed. Awesome. I'm ready to take on the world. So that's it for me. And
I love that.
And it doesn't take too much time at all. I mean, 25 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's awesome. It doesn't. Yeah, that's the other thing. The amount of time you spend doing it isn't really a concern. Like, as long as you get out and do it, you're doing something right, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, is like recognizing the way that you feel after you do something that you enjoy, you know?
Oh,
it kind of was what I was saying about like labeling it as self-care. Like sometimes I think we engage in activities all the time, but we don't realize like what they're actually doing for our mental, emotional, and physical health. So like recognizing, you know, this is actually improving my mood. Like I'm decreased. My stress levels have decreased. I feel good. And I don't know how often we actually take the time to just label what we're doing as something that's good for our souls, you know, that's good for our bodies. And
that labeling changes your perspective.
Totally.
I mean, if it's going out and moving your body, like we're talking about with exercise, sometimes we see it as something we have to do rather than changing this perspective of this is my moment to be alone and to decompress.
Absolutely. Or like even sleep, you know, taking the time to reset and recharge and telling yourself, I'm not going to watch the television or be on my phone or a screen you know, 30 minutes before bed, because I know that my body needs to shut down. Like, that's self-care before you go to sleep. Like, there's so many things that we can label as self-care that we're doing every day just to help us be the best version of ourselves, right? Be better. I love that.
Yeah. And yes. Gratitude is also important. Like what you were talking about earlier, just having gratitude for that moment that comes after you practiced self-care and you just feel how much better you are because you took the time for yourself. I just think those two really go hand in hand and can make the biggest difference in your life.
I love that.
Well, thank you both so much for the conversation today and being here and giving the green light to our Healthy Lifestyles participants to practice self-care and letting them know that self-care is not being selfish. So we challenge all of our participants to incorporate some sort of self-care activity into your life. Or if you are already doing something, label it as self-care. Make it purposeful and make sure that you are doing it with the intent that it's going to better your life. So thank you all for listening, and we will catch you next time.